And thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell about the most dangerous days in modern history. One of the most gripping events in modern U.S. history, and world history for that matter, was the Cuban Missile Crisis during the Cold War. In the early 1960s, tensions between the nuclear-armed United States and the Soviet Union were at an all-time high. The world was divided between capitalism and communism, between democracy against totalitarianism. Both superpowers were flexing their military muscles in a global game of nuclear chess. At the center of this crisis was Cuba, a communist ally of the Soviet Union, strategically located just 90 miles off the coast of the United States. The Soviets saw an opportunity to gain a significant military advantage over the United States by placing nuclear missiles on the island, which could reach major American cities within minutes. This threatened a shift in the balance of world military power and set off alarm bells in Washington, D.C. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, diplomacy and skilled negotiations were absolutely crucial, but President John F. Kennedy found himself in a very tight spot. On the one hand, he couldn't allow Soviet missiles to remain so close to American soil. On the other hand, he was being pressured by military hawks in Congress, and he needed to find a solution that wouldn't lead to the nuclear annihilation of the world. With the world on the brink of nuclear war, Kennedy was forced to make a critical decision on how to respond to the Soviets' nuclear missiles. Over several days, he met with his senior foreign and military experts before and during the final emergency meeting with his Executive Committee of the National Security Council, XCOM. His final decision could result in the entire eastern population of the United States dying from a nuclear exchange. It was at a pivotal point in history when, after an 8-6 vote, most of the experts favored using force against the Soviet Union and Cuba, which included a preemptive nuclear strike against the Soviets. Only 6 of Kennedy's advisors voted against a nuclear strike. The world was on the brink of a nuclear catastrophe. While he valued his experts' advice, Kennedy had to make up his own mind as to what was good for the country and the world. Thankfully, Kennedy chose to ignore most of his experts and instead opted to enforce a naval blockade that prevented the Soviets from entering Cuba with their nuclear warheads. He also worked hard to engage in intense diplomatic talks with then-Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. The threat of nuclear war was very real, and the world held its breath as these negotiations unfolded. Ultimately, a deal was struck. The Soviet Union agreed to remove its missiles from Cuba in exchange for the United States removing its own missiles from Turkey, a relatively new NATO ally. Kennedy was under tremendous pressure to take a more aggressive stance from both the Soviet Union and his own military advisors, but Kennedy and his key advisors understood that communication, negotiation, and compromise were essential to avoiding a nuclear showdown. It demonstrates the importance of diplomacy in resolving conflicts peacefully, even in the face of insurmountable odds. It also reminds us of the dangers of brinkmanship and the need for careful, calculated decision-making in times of crisis. There's always a danger in pushing too far. In the legal context, just as in managing relations between countries, diplomacy in a daily legal practice involves the skillful handling of negotiations and the resolution of disputes between individuals and businesses. Attorneys often find themselves in situations where they must advocate for their clients while also seeking common ground with opposing parties. This requires effective communication, understanding of different perspectives, and the ability to navigate complex legal frameworks. Negotiation is a cornerstone of legal practice. Whether it's settling a civil dispute, out of court, reaching a plea bargain in criminal cases, or hammering out terms in a business contract, negotiation skills are key. Attorneys must balance the needs and interests of their clients with the legal realities and the potential outcomes of litigation. This requires not only legal expertise, but also diplomatic finesse. Negotiated settlements often save time, money, and emotional energy for all parties involved. Moreover, they can preserve relationships that might otherwise be strained or annihilated through litigation. When it comes to situation critical, seek a keen negotiator, like former President Kennedy, who was himself a trained lawyer. Going nuclear is not a winning legal strategy. Instead, work with an effective attorney who focuses in the legal area of concern, who is skilled with patience, empathy, and a commitment to finding peaceful solutions to even the most contentious of legal disputes. If you like what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions about how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.